call the board meeting to session. Let's see, Director Young will be doing the Pledge of Allegiance and Director Olinger will be doing the prayer. If everybody would please stand, if you could.
Okay, join me. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Just a moment of prayer. Gracious Lord, source of our strength and well-being, we bow our hearts and minds to you, giving thanks for all that you do for us, beauty in nature, health, friends, and family. Help us to share our praise by being of service to others. In your name, amen.
Amen. Is that them? Oh, okay. All right. The meeting's been called to order. Madam Secretary, would you take the roll, please?
Director Don Olinger?
Here.
Director Greg Young?
Here.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Here.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Here.
And President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Me too. Thank you. All right. I move to adopt the agenda. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, I have a second. Madam Secretary, would you take the roll, please?
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Here.
That's the agenda.
Adopting the agenda.
The agenda.
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. All right, let's move down to public participation. Do I got to read both of those paragraphs? Can I just cut it to one, like the bottom one?
Half of the first one.
That's his favorite part. That's his
under the State of California Brown Act.
Any person wishing, this is for public participation, if you haven't guessed by every time we do this. Any person wishing to speak to the Board of Directors on matters listed or not listed on the agenda within its jurisdiction is asked to complete a speaker card, which they've done it, and submit it to the district clerk. Each speaker is limited to 3 minutes. Under the State of California Brown Act, the Board of Directors is prohibited from discussing or taking action on any item not on the posted agenda. Comments related to noticed republic hearings and business matters will be heard during the occurrence of the item. Do I have to read the second one?
No.
Thank you. All right.
Mr. President, is it really necessary to have that last paragraph? That's very anti-friendly.
Which one? The public communications public communication. Is the time for anyone?
That doesn't speak well. I haven't seen that on most entities.
Robert?
City councils, I've never seen that.
Robert, could you look into that and maybe bring it back to us?
Yes, Mr. President. We're talking about the last sentence.
The second paragraph?
Yeah, it just doesn't
sound. I mean,
well,
if I only need to read the top one.
Okay,
I hear
you,
Don. Yeah. All right, thank you. Is that good? Don, you okay with that?
Yeah,
all right, so he'll bring it back. Mr. Riza, your card was up here first, so would you like to go up first? I'm just thinking ladies first, so.
My name is Diana Ariza, board president. I have a letter I'd like to read that I have sent to several people. I'm writing to express my concern for the corruption that has occurred at West Valley since July of 2015. My main complaint for this letter is the long-term care that West Valley is paying for Clifford Young and has been paying since August of 2016. At that time, Clifford, with the help of the GM, Tom Crowley, had an agenda item in the summer of 2016 concerning Ordinance 72. They, the board, were voting for changes in the ordinance, and Tom, as GM, referenced 72 with the change in number to Ordinance 82. His presentation that it was for a change in the stipend from $115.50, and by the way, paid only if the meeting was 3 hours or more, to $147, and the change of director committee meetings. The copy of the new ordinance, number 82, was not redlined, showing the actual changes, nor did Tom mention anything except the new stipend and the director committee meetings. 4 or 5 months later, one board member started seeing payouts to Clifford for approximately $538 a month to LTC for Clifford. She questioned that, and it became apparent that 407 had been added to 82, stating that all board members and their families would receive long-term care paid for by the district through PERS. At that time, the only board member that belonged to PERS was Clifford. And employees of the district could only receive long-term care if they paid for it out of pocket. By this time, April of 2019, he has received over $17,700 to pay for long-term care for Clifford only. Long-term care for Clifford should be stopped at once, and Mr. Young should be ordered to refund ratepayer money. $17,700. As you all are aware, when a spouse is paid anything by the district, she is named in the payouts. Show me one place that Jacqueline Young is named on the long-term care. And if you can ascertain through PERS that she is covered, I will withdraw my complaint. It's for Clifford only. Until this corrupt issue is resolved, I will not trust the board to do the right thing. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Mr. Griggs?
Don Griggs, president of the West Valley District Ratepayers Association. I was surprised to read these headlines in my LA Times and San Gabriel Valley Tribune newspaper last week that the ex-police chief wins $7 million in a bias lawsuit. It brought back memories of my visit to the city council meeting in Baldwin Park last year, but I don't have time enough to highlight what happened to Mr. Brown and myself. I must ask the question, do we have policies in equal employment opportunity and sexual harassment, and have all directors and staff been orientated on the consequence of their behavior and cost associated with violations in the workplace? As a ratepayer, this is very disturbing to me to have one on the board and the other one on staff as assistant general manager after a jury has ruled in favor of the complainant. We all know that the cost of bad decisions led by board member Clifford Young, that the ratepayers have paid over $6 million when you factor in the loss of employee litigation insurance, and we still have pending lawsuits. I see that we are trying to correct these complaints that have been expressed by us, and in our opinion, have criminal implication. But you must do more by cutting out the rotten apples before all you start to smell. I want and expect transparency and honesty from all of you in doing your job. And I might add that I received a lot of emails and a lot of phone calls, and at a couple of functions I attended this week, a lot of questions about our board here in West Valley and what was going on, and wanting to know, was I aligning myself to one team or another? And they had mentioned the fact that the Baldwin Park was an issue because they didn't know if I was on whose side or what was going on. And I told them, and I will explain my position here to you so we'll all know, and I've expressed this before. First of all, I don't pick and choose. The voters picked and choose the board. I had nothing to do with that. But I don't align myself with anyone but the 80,000 ratepayers of the West Valley Board, of the West Valley Water District. That's where I align myself. And also, what I want to see, I want to make sure that we have clean water, fair rates, up-to-date infrastructure, and a functioning board and staff. And I want to make sure that the money in our treasury is used wisely and with transparency. That's my commitment to the West Valley ratepayers. So I don't try to align myself with anyone but to the ratepayers. I'm in my 70th year, so I got plenty of friends. I don't need any more friends. I just need people that are going to do some work. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Griggs. All right, the final one we got is Mr. Hardy Brown.
This is from the desk of Hardy Brown. Mr. Griggs called me to inform me of the article in the LA Times regarding Baldwin Park after reading the headline and of headline of ex-police chief won $7 million jury award for being discriminated against in Baldwin Park, and the content was in the article. I looked for and later decided to request a copy of your policies dealing with discrimination and sexual harassment from Crystal. She passed my inquiry on to Deborah in HR, and she informed me that she is preparing a new policy that will address harassment, discrimination, retaliation, and procedures to how to file a complaint with EEOC and other government departments. As a former HR manager with the responsibility to write and orientate all employees, including managers and doctors throughout Southern California, I know how serious these issues are in our society and the financial cost to companies and organizations. Because of a complaint against Clifford Young, that's why we became involved with you back in 2017, and it's part of the reason I am still here, including other issues of bullying and perceived inappropriate financial use. Mr. Griggs and I have known about the activities in Baldwin Park ever since he was told by Mayor Pro Tem Mr. Pacheco that he could not speak before the council. Having said that, I am concerned with where do you go from here, since it is out in the public about Mr. Pacheco and President Taylor. You need to adopt the new policies and educate all employees and directors as soon as possible with sign-in sheets of their attendance of receiving the information. In the case of Mr. Pacheco, since he is an employee, I would also recommend that General Manager Mr. Mansell meet with him one-on-one to make sure Mr. Pacheco understands the sensitivity and political and potential financial position this puts the district in if someone in the district ever files a complaint against him. I offer this advice because you have never seen what could happen to a company in this Me Too environment. Mr. Griggs and me have seen firsthand what a community can do over a racial complaint when the person wants to make their issue public. This is the world we live in today. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hardy. All right, we're going to move on to the consent calendar. I'd like to pull items 1, 2, and 3. That is my request.
To pull them or to pass?
I would like to pull them for discussion. Items 1, 2, and 3, and so pass number 4.
So we're only passing item number 4.
That is correct. That is my request.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. Any objections? Madam Secretary, take the vote.
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. Thank you. On items 1, 2, and 3, and I'm going to do them all together, I was looking over them and I had some questions on a couple of things, and I got with counsel on that. And Mr. Tafoya? Can you, is there anything on the agenda in terms of the writing for the board meeting minutes?
Yes, Mr. President. On the minutes of 3/7/19, it says, 3/7/19, item number 18, says the board was approving the contract retroactively. I don't believe that's correct. I think the board approved that contract on that day. The minutes do accurately reflect that the work had already.
What page, Joe?
Oh, I'm sorry. Packet page number 12 of mine.
Page 12.
It is item number 1, the minutes for 3/7/19, and that is 18 on those minutes.
So you're asking that we amend it to remove the retroactive?
Well, yeah. I mean, the contract was approved on that day. The minutes accurately reflect that the work had already started. And that, of course, was mentioned previously, that this firm had been previously approved by the same board for the exact same work, employee investigation, that the investigation needed to start promptly because of the complaints that were made previously, that complaints were not investigated.
I'm just trying to clarify that that's what you're asking for.
Yes, and because the investigation was required by law. So yes, I believe that accurately reflect the minutes. It should say that that contract was approved on that day. That's what happened. I don't think the motion was to do it retroactively.
Okay. And were there issues with the other two?
I don't recall. There was some wording or something. Do you have that with you, counsel?
Yes. What's your change to 18 before we move on? I heard your objection. I didn't hear the change.
Oh, no, I had no objection. But my change is that it would say had already started work and the board was approving and the board approved the contract. So that would be it.
Crystal, are you getting these potential changes?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
For number one, the minutes for number one, I do not believe I had any changes for that.
You mean number two,
that
correct?
Excuse me. Yes, thank you, Director Young. Number two, I had no changes for that. Okay. And number three, I believe accurately reflected the minutes, at least from my perspective. Thank you, Mr. President.
So we just had one change.
Just one change. Okay. With that in mind, with the one change, it is my motion that we pass items 1 through 3 with the one change, one modification.
I'll second.
I have a second. Okay, I have a second. Madam Secretary, take the vote, please.
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. All right, we'll move down to the consent calendar. On the consent calendar, I am going to make the motion that we pass item number 6 and that we pull items 5, 7, 8, and 9. That is my motion. Do I have a second?
I will second. We're pulling 5, 7, 8, and 9.
5, 7, 8, and 9.
So should we just not take them in order since we're only...
Well, I'm going to make the motion that we pass 6.
I'll second it.
Okay. Thank you.
Just...
We'll move through. Crystal, will you take the vote, please?
Sure. And the motion was to pass item number 6 of business matters. Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. Item 6 was passed. Okay, item number 5. Item number 5, Clarence, can you talk to this, please?
Yes, we have a contract with Rogers, Anderson, Melody, and Scott. We call them Rams. We did request that the board approve. Well, the board wanted to have a special audit for the for the mid-year, and originally we recommended this firm. Later, there were thoughts about having another firm perform the audit, a firm that's not been a part of the audit process in the district for some time. And so we came back to the board and recommended the PUN group. And so that the board did pass the PUN group doing the audit. And this contract, no money has been spent on the activity. In fact, they have not even been given the document, you know, instructing that the board to do any work. So this termination has no financial implication from the standpoint that they've not started any work.
Okay, and I think the point of the audit was to bring a firm that had no ties to any members of the elected body or the staff in the organization. One of the things that we felt there would be a conflict of interest because, and it was publicly disclosed by Dr. Young, they had donated to his campaign. And so we felt that it would be better that we just bring in a firm that has no ties to us whatsoever. And
may I ask?
Can I catch?
Yes, you may.
I want to correct the record.
Okay, go ahead.
The firm, this firm, and no partners within this firm have made any political contributions to me or anyone on this board. A prior partner in the firm, Rogers, has been a political supporter of mine for years. He's not a part of this firm. He has not been a part of this firm for over 13 years. So I don't see the conflict. And he's never requested anything from the West Valley Water District.
And I understand that. And I'm not saying there is a conflict, but what I'm saying is the political realities of the world we live in now, there's a perception that maybe there might be some ties to somebody or whatever. And this way, my thoughts on this is that we are totally clean because the other firm that will be coming in has no ties to anybody. And that's it. And Greg, you had something to say?
Yeah, my question is, okay, fine. If you want to bring in the PUN group to do the special audit, I have no issue with that out of an abundance of caution, but I'm rather perplexed as to why we're canceling our relationship with RAMS, because typically we keep an auditor for generally about 3 year, in 3 year cycles. And to my understanding, we're only in the second year. So why are we terminating them for the regular services? I mean, I can understand the concern for maybe the special audit, but we just approved a contract just in these minutes that we just adopted, and now you're turning around and terminating them? I mean, I don't see why we need to change that overall relationship for regular auditing services if you're just concerned about a special audit. So can the executive committee maybe shine some light on that? Because I was rather perplexed when I saw this item, especially given what's in the minutes. I mean, why can't they continue to be our regular auditors?
Well, I think we can.
On a regular basis, not on the special.
I think we can make that decision when it comes up time to start our annual audit. But for right now, this is my motion, is that we totally separate ourselves from this firm.
Okay, fine, for the special audit. But again, why can they not continue as the regular auditing firm we've already had now for 2 years? We typically keep them for about 3 years, and then we switch firms. I mean, that's a standard practice. You know, I see June nodding her head. I mean, every water district kind of does that. So, again, I can understand that out of an abundance of caution, you may not want them to do the special audit. That's fine. But why are we just turning around terminating them completely? I mean, nobody's given me a good explanation for that.
We're going out to bid again.
Well, no, but that's not an explanation of why they are incapable of continuing to do our regular standard yearly audits.
Well, the thought is that we'd like to bring in a firm to do our audits that has no former ties to anybody on the elected body of this board or any of the staff members. And that's
after we just approved something just weeks ago.
Well, I didn't know about that until I think it was Mr. Hardy Brown that brought up the information and showed.
And as Dr. Young pointed out.
And I'm thinking like, okay, then, all right, that's a legitimate gripe. I get it.
Well,
so
and like I said, if you want to have PUN Group do the special audit, that's fine. But again, I'm rather perplexed of why only 2 years out of the 3 years, we're now going to just boot Rams, who, as far as I'm aware, has done an outstanding job as our auditors.
That's...
I mean, do we have issues with their work product, Mr. General Manager?
There are no issues with the work product.
So again, I mean, I can understand for the special, yeah, but I'm really kind of having a hard time understanding why we have to terminate them for regular auditing services when, again, we're still in that cycle.
I think the decision of the board was that we wanted another audit. We wanted it fully transparent and fully independent from the board.
And that's fine. You can have a separate auditor for that.
Well, and then for the future audits, we'd have the same thing. We'd have an audit group that has no ties to the board and has no ties to any of the employees here. It'd be totally transparent. So that is my motion.
Has this been discussed with the firm?
We've not had any contact with the firm.
Is there other underlying reasons? I'm because if you are using the rationale of past relationship, man, we had conflicts all over the place. I mean, we just have conflicts all over the place, if that's the rationale.
No, the rationale is that you guys...
that's the rationale, we have conflicts all over the place.
Some of the board members up here had mentioned they thought there was improprieties in our finances, and that's the whole reason that this was brought up. So we wanted a group to do an independent audit. We want a group that's totally removed from
and we hired the PUN group
from the
to
staff.
Do that.
Yes, we have.
So why do we need to terminate this?
We can bring them back when we decide to do our full audit later on and see if the board votes on it.
Again, you didn't answer my question. If we've hired the PUN group to do the
special audit, that's my answer, Greg. I'm sorry, that's my answer.
You're not answering the question.
I just answered your question. So if we want to bring them back, we can bring them back at a later date and relook at them.
Based upon that rationale, then we should look at all potential conflicts that anybody's had in their life. I mean, you will wipe out a lot of stuff by doing
that. That's the rationale. You guys had mentioned that there was improprieties with our finances and that you wanted an independent audit. Now we have a firm, just like Greg says, they're doing an independent audit, has no ties to any of us. And if we want to bring this other firm that has been with us back, then we just bring them back again. So that's my motion. We can argue about this all night, but that's my motion, and I want to push it through. Madam Secretary, would you take the vote, please?
Do we have a second?
Oh, do I have a second?
I'll second.
Madam Secretary, take the vote, please.
Director Don Olinger?
We have a public speaker. Do we have a public speaker?
Could I have a word with that, please?
Well, there's a motion out there, Mr. Griggs. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
Sorry. Okay. All right. Don?
Well, I'll tell you, this is a tough one because I don't know the details, you know, the full rationale. The president has expressed... and management, I tend to go along with the management on these matters, and I'd like a stronger rationale, but I'll vote yes.
Director Greg Young?
No.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
No.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. All right, moving down to item number 7. Clarence, can you speak to that, please?
Yes. We recommend at this time that we pull item 7 from discussion, and we request that the board has a special meeting to discuss the item in greater detail.
This is, and I'll elaborate a little bit more. This is an emergency item. We had talked about this before. We passed the funding for it to redo our wells. But what I told Clarence is I think this is something we need to bring back to the board on an emergency special meeting and have it explained exactly in detail what the approach is going to be and how they're going to attack the wells, and then look to pass it at that time, rather than just pass it blanketly like this.
So we're just tabling
it. We're just tabling it. And that is my...
I move to table. Okay. Item number 7.
Madam Secretary, would you take the vote?
I'll second.
Oh, I thought you seconded it. Oh, okay.
I move to...
I have a second.
Director Greg Young second the motion.
All right.
Director Don Olinger?
Has there been a discussion on this as to why it should be tabled?
No, you can talk about it if you want to before we take the vote.
Yeah. Those in favor of tabling, what is your rationale?
I just wanted to give Clarence time to explain in great detail what the plan of attack is.
Okay.
And all of the different vendors that we're going to have to look at. My understanding is that we're looking at doing how many wells?
8 wells.
And that not one of the vendors can do all of the wells, that it would be like one vendor per well.
Yeah.
And how we chose them. And I just want there to be total transparency to the board.
Strong. I vote yes.
All right. So we have a second. He voted yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. Council, I'm going to ask, would it be appropriate to bring up that I'd like to schedule a special meeting for this coming Saturday?
Yeah, at the end of the agenda, they have
all right, I'll do it at the end.
To,
I just thought since we're talking on the issue now that, all right, so be aware that'll be coming towards the end of the agenda.
Okay.
All right. All right, let's move down to item number 8 and item number 9. I'm gonna put those together. I'd like Clarence to talk on both of these items, why they're on the agenda, because normally they are not.
Can we do it separately?
Well, okay, separately is fine.
I have separate questions.
Okay, separate is fine. Item number 8 first, Clarence, if you would.
Okay. Basically, we have a contract with United Technologies Corporation to reimburse the district for operations at the FBR and the FXB, and we've received funds. It's time to move those funds. Now, in the past, these transfers were taking place when funds were received, and frankly, when I got here, the general manager wasn't even involved. And as you may recall, I came to you when $1.4 million was moved without my knowledge and permission. And everybody on the board at that time thought that that wasn't an appropriate thing to do. The board should be aware of transfers. So we haven't made any transfers since that time, but we are trying to do this for transparency. Any money received in large amounts, any transfers that we want to do, we want to make you aware of them.
Clarence, can you explain the method of the transfer and why it's done that way real quick, just so everybody's on the same sheet of music?
Well, the money comes in and we deposit everything into a general fund. And then after that, we move it to government accounts like LAIF to get higher interest and hold the money there. Or the money gets moved to some of our treasury accounts and to gain higher interest. But we don't want to hold a lot of money or excess funds in beyond our operating needs in the general fund.
Go ahead, Cliff.
A couple of questions. One is that under United Technologies Corporation,
mm-hmm.
under the contract, we are to receive funds from them, mm-hmm. deposit those funds in a special designated account. Okay. Now, is your request to just start putting the funds in the general account?
No. Even it's an accounting maneuver where the money is all in one account. It's just accounted for differently. So there's just one general cash fund, and we don't want that cash. You only have so much protection under the law. And so you want to move the money to where you?
Well, it's my understanding,
right.
and legal can review this,
right.
is that we're supposed to deposit those funds
mm-hmm.
in that designated account and use that account to reimburse us for the expenses that we incurred. Are you proposing that this amount that's in there is a reimbursement?
We don't have a separate checking account. All the money goes into the same checking account, but it's designated as funds received. And we have two accounts that we put money in. We have one checking account, but two accounting line items, separating those funds. And so what we're saying is the excess funds, we move them, but they're still accounted for in that account. But the placement is different.
This is a contractual question. Robert, do you remember when we set this up, the contract, that we were supposed to put those funds in a separate account and account for those funds according to this to the project? That, you know, I'm not an attorney, but that was my lay understanding of that contract with UTC. I think we need some clarification before.
Can I offer some information?
If that's not correct, then.
Yeah, you know, there's been a lot of, Clarence, if I may,
yes.
Clarify, because we've had a lot of discussion about the various checking accounts and cash accounts. For the UTC, actually, there is a separate bank checking account.
Oh, there is, okay.
And those funds were transferred and deposited into that account.
Right.
So what we're requesting is to move those to the general checking account, which has been the past practice. So there is actually a separate account that those deposits are made into.
In the separate account, are we to leave the funds in the separate account?
No. No,
we're
what we no.
So
no.
We can transfer, we can receive the funds in that in the special account, which was my understanding.
Yes.
And then transfer them to the general fund?
Yes. That is correct.
And then let me ask this real quick. Has this been our practice all along?
Yes, the practice
okay.
has been that
it's been our practice all along. So we can change that if we want to later on. We bring it back to the board. But that's been our practice all along. And the whole purpose of this is that none of this was being reported to the board. And so you're making us aware of these large money transfers. Is that
that's correct?
Correct? So and if you want to bring it back to the board later, Cliff, to vote on how we do it.
That's not my question.
Okay.
Let me put my question.
All right.
According to the contract with UTC, are we to leave the funds in the separate account? I don't care what we've been doing, but according to the contract, I haven't read the contract in years, but a part of the negotiation with them was that we put funds into a separate account. Now, that I don't have the contract in front of me, but that's my understanding. Council, can you shed some light on this?
Yes, I'll tell
on
you
some
what.
Darkness?
Yes, I'll tell you what I know, Dr. Young. You are correct that the monies are to be put into the UTC routing operations checking bank account. That is correct. I don't know about your second question about whether the contract says they have to stay in there. I don't know about that question. But my understanding when I looked into this is that this money would come into the UTC account and then it would get transferred into the general fund. And this would never come before the board. In other words, they wouldn't tell you that you were doing that. So now what he's trying to do, from what I understand, is just inform the board that these transfers are being made rather than making the transfers without telling you because they're large sums of money. And I think he's only doing it with very large sums. So that was my understanding of why this is on the agenda, just to inform the board. But he's not asking for permission to do something new. It's already been done like this. But I mean, what I've been told. That's my understanding. So
yeah, that's true.
My question, and we don't have the contract. You don't have it
you're
in
right.
front
the,
of you.
The second part of the question, I don't know.
What are we to? We put the funds into the special account. What do we do after then?
That's right. It would be, I don't know for sure, Dr. Young. It would be unusual for a contract to dictate where the funds have to stay. Because, you know, things change in a district and you may have to move them, whatever. So it'd be unusual for the contract to say that they have to stay in that account. But I don't know for sure. I don't know that question for sure.
Can we get an answer to that question? I understand what you're trying to do.
All right. Let's do this. I make a motion that we pass item number 8 with the caveat that we have the money. We have to do what we traditionally have been doing with it, that we bring back the information that Dr. Young is asking for at the next meeting.
And I would only say that if the contract does say that it has to stay in there, then you're going to have to transfer it back.
And then we'll transfer it back at the next meeting.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Kay. So when we're getting that report back?
At the next meeting.
At the next meeting? Okay.
All right.
Second the motion.
All right. Madam Secretary, take the vote.
Thank you. Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
I'm abstaining until I can get the information I need.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. All right, let's move down to item number 9. I believe item number 9 is a similar situation. Is that not correct, Clarence?
Absolutely, it is.
All right. He's got no problem with 9. All right, so, Madam Secretary, do I have a second to pass it?
I'll make the motion, or did you already make it?
I made the motion.
Okay, I'll second then.
Okay. Madam Secretary, take the vote, please.
I'm sorry, President Taylor, you motioned?
Yes.
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. All right. Let's move down to information. Do board members have anything that they'd like to comment on?
President Young, President Taylor, please, excuse me. This is where you would make your request if you want to do any kinds of special meetings or anything.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. You're right. Thank you. I would like to request that we have a special meeting on Saturday. I'm looking at about, say, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, if that's okay with everybody. That way, this coming Saturday, if you would, please.
And can you identify what the special meeting is for?
Yeah, the special meeting is going to cover the items that we spoke about on item number seven under the consent calendar. And what it is basically is Clarence going after the plan of attack that we have for the wells, specifying the vendors that we're going to be using and why they were selected, and the cost that it's going to be incurred by each one of the wells to be published later, so we have full transparency. Because, you know, it's almost $1 million that we're going to be expending, but it's necessary. The money has been passed to avoid a potential water shortage that may occur this summer. Because of we have so many down wells. I think we have, 25 wells, and out of that, only 8 of them are working for different reasons?
Right, 23 wells, and 15 are out of service for various reasons.
Yeah.
So the agenda item is to take up item number 7.
That is correct.
Yes, but I think it's a little bit different than item number 7, because item number 7 is asking, you know, to approve contracts without them coming back to the board, and these contracts are coming back to the board.
They're going to come back to the board.
So it's not this agenda item.
Well, what we're asking for is that he explain exactly all of the vendors that are coming.
It's going to be a more expanded item, I think is what legal's trying to say, but
yes.
It's
not going to be just, item 7 will be expanded a little bit more, yes.
But there's going to be contracts come to the board and votes and
right.
all that stuff.
Right, okay. Right. And that'll all be prepared and ready on Saturday for our vote.
Yes.
And there may be some confusion about whether it's a workshop or not. It's not a workshop.
Not a workshop.
It's a meeting, votes.
It is a meeting. So if you want to have your Saturday taken up with a lot of fun, come on out. We'll have cookies. All right, that's all I had. Did any other board member have something else?
Real quick, I just wanted to thank everybody for coming out tonight, and have a good evening.
Mr. President?
Yes.
I think we need a vote on the special meeting.
Oh, okay. No. Sorry. I mean,
wouldn't it just be like...
I got so excited I jumped the gun here.
Well, no, he doesn't...
Well, let's just take a vote to be safe.
I don't think it's required, but...
All right, just post it. Okay. So we're in agreement that we don't need a vote?
No.
All right. All right, legal counsel, do you want to report out of closed session?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. There was no final action taken, so there's nothing to report out of closed session.
All right, thank you. All right, Clarence and staff, we'll start with Clarence and then go to the AGM.
Yes, he has a...
Oh, okay, what do you got, Ricardo?
Yes, we have, I'd like to report that we're having Earth Day on April 13th. It starts at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. We've been promoting it in the different schools and throughout the community. So we hope all of you could attend, and we'll have a number of vendors from around the city participating also.
Does this conflict with the city of Rialto Earth Day?
No, I think there is another day.
Yeah, I think there's the following Saturday.
Like the following 20th. Saturday. Yeah. And then I also like to report that in a previous meeting we had brought some emergency resolutions in regard to some grants. and the board wanted me to bring back approximately what the matching funds would be. So we did apply for two grants through the Bureau of Reclamation. One was for drought resiliency and the water and energy efficiency. For those grants, the matching fund would be $2,100,000. We don't have to, at the point of award, we could decide whether we want to continue with that grant or not and provide the matching fund. So I did confirm that with the Bureau, and that is the way it would work.
Ricardo, what's the two separate amounts? I mean, I realize that's the total between the two of them.
Okay, the grant, one of them is it's a two-tier grant. It's one for $300,000 and one for $750,000.
Okay.
So they could either grant both of them fully or half or okay. None at all. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
And yes. Also, I just want to let you know that the board had asked us to double-check that we're not committing any monies until you know, after we get back whether we received it or not, and that was confirmed that the board has not committed any monies until a later date.
Thank you. Clarence, did any other thing you got to report out?
Nothing else to report out on.
Okay. One final thing, Deborah. We do have required training over here for sexual harassment and all that. Is that correct?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
And the laws that for this new year, 2019, now they require not just the supervisors, but also non-supervisory staff to receive the harassment training, which we'll be implementing as well. And we have to meet those standards by 2020. So we do currently have harassment training, and we have updated. We will bring our new harassment policy to the board at the next board meeting. We've got a couple changes indicating what the new laws are and the standards. So we'll be meeting those standards as well and adopting those in our policies.
Thank you, Deborah. All right. With that, unless there is anything else, thank you. We're done.